Ladies and gentlemen, we coming in hot. I'm getting ready to leave again. I just got home, but I'm getting ready to hit up Addison Improv. Get your tickets now, November 4th, 5th, and 6th. We're wrapping up the year. Hopefully everyone's had an amazing year. But this is RPT. I know RPT. What has been the arc of RPT throughout the year?
The arc throughout the year has been, is it possible
to... Is there
to,
growth?
There's definitely growth. Oh, you're talking about the actual
just
show
in,
itself.
Just, yeah,
yeah,
RPT.
Yeah, so there's been more listeners month after month. But what it hasn't reflected on is the amount of subscribers to our Patreon.
Okay.
So the numbers keep going up, and the Patreon's kind of like tick, tick. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, what do we, does Theo Juve need to come out and do like a strip club, you know, like do a pole dance for
the people?
Does
inflation have to get worse? Do we need more war? Do we need poverty?
Wow, I was totally with you. The opposite way that I went.
So that people could be like, man, I need to pay attention to what the fuck Chingo and them talking about.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to say is, please let's try to reflect the amount of downloads to the amount of subscribers for our premium content, because you get three podcasts a week when you subscribe versus just one of the free ones.
Can you turn my headphones up, please? Because... you know, the way my health insurance is set up and the way my right eardrum is set up, Patreon, check. I don't know.
Is that one?
Patreon.com, check. Patreon, bear with us, ladies and gentlemen, bear with us. I think Rob needs an assistant.
Is that you?
That's it, okay. Perfect, thank you. Rob needs an assistant, Patreon.com, and an intern. Patreon.com/RedPillTamales. Enough bitching and complaining for me. I'm over here feeling like I'm the victim and shit, like Kyrie Irving. It's your boy Chingo Bling. We have DJ producer Big Rob in the building.
What's going on, everybody?
El Barbón. Y aquí andamos three coconuts this time. We got Juan Perez joining us on a casual Friday. I believe this is going to be a 90-minute Friday episode.
Yeah, because Chingo's on the road, it was hard to get the Thursday episode here for our other patrons, so we're going to get a 90-minute exclusive. So the next week, we're going to make up to you guys, but only if you're subscribed to the different tiers.
Yeah, because we're juggling a lot. You know, we're handling so much in between episodes. We're recording, but we're like trying to get the studio up and running, getting merged, placing orders, trying to roll out some shit, and we want to make more reels and more YouTube content.
Dude, I was telling Juan, so Juan and I had, before we get into today's topics, we had lunch on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
We had coffee, and coffee turned into, hey, you want to get lunch? Because it was like 9:30, and then we hung out until like 1:30, I think.
Yeah, he ordered me an egg burger.
Oh, how good was that burger?
Mm-hmm. A burger with egg on top?
Bruh. So it's called a San Miguel.
There you go.
At Flying Saucer. So there's a Flying Saucer in San Antonio, right? But they don't have a kitchen.
No, they do.
Do they? They didn't used to. So the Flying Saucer in San Antonio was only just a bar. The one in Sugar Land, the one in downtown doesn't have a kitchen either.
Oh, the beer place.
The beer garden
I'm thinking
place.
About the pies.
No.
Sorry.
That's a good place too.
Rob adds, you know, egg to the burgers, just not French toast, right?
Hey.
Yeah, so do you care to explain yourself for this French toast debacle?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you accidentally just forget an ingredient and that's all it was?
I honestly don't remember. I was trying to make a healthy version of it. I forgot that you're supposed to do like egg and butter and whisk it up and then like, you know what I mean?
Okay. I guess everybody makes it their own way.
But Giovanni made a great point that I was trying to make a McGriddle-like bread where if you get a McGriddle, it's inside of the bread. You know what I'm saying? They don't lather it
all
with
right.
a...
Shout out to Giovanni trying to cover for you.
He doesn't believe
Giovanni
it.
Giovanni is a Rob...
Sympathizer?
Yeah. He's like a Putin sympathizer.
But none of the images or comments were better than the one of... I think it was also... Suicide Degenerate Scribe who made the little caption of Juan as we were watching the trailer. Yeah.
What's this movie about?
What's this about? But he was actually thinking, I wonder if they have French toast at IHOP with whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. We went to Cracker Barrel in the Valley. And
Cracker Barrel's good.
Mm-hmm, I didn't get either French toast or pancakes.
What'd you get?
I think it was like some like grandma platter. I forget what they call it. But it's like eggs and some other stuff.
Do you get fruit on the side when you...
Nah. Not usually.
Stick to the carbs, get some hash browns
and shit. Proteins, stuff like that.
Sorry, I derailed you. What were you saying?
I have no idea what I was saying.
Burger. Lunch,
the burger, yeah. Breakfast. You were raving about this place in San Antonio. And I asked Juan, and Juan, he was just like, it was good. So when he said it's good, I was like, okay, I'm going to show you better. So we went, it's got chorizo, it's got a fried egg on top, avocado, the burger, the whole thing. And he was...
Damn.
It's fantastic.
That good, huh?
That's good.
Shit. You ever had Killen's Burgers?
No.
Okay, well, the only one I know of is in Pearland, like deep in Pearland. Had that yesterday off the chain.
That sounds fantastic. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a market out in a holiday market for Twin Candle Co. in the winter sometime in Pearland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let us know. Let us know the location.
So in the news, guys, are you a big sports guy? Juan?
Not really. I'm getting back into it.
Okay, well, definitely getting back into it now. Yeah, definitely getting into football right now.
I hear the Astros are doing good this time of year.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. We never really talked about, I mean, we kind of talked about your experience there in the seat with Mattress Mack.
In the suite
with Mattress Mack.
Michael Bear.
But Stephen A. Smith was talking about sports recently. Did you see the ESPN clip of him? Mm. So this is what he had to say about the articles that were coming out just before the World Series about how there's no black MLB players in the World Series.
Oh.
This year.
Therefore, baseball's racist?
Therefore,
it must be rectified.
Not fair.
We need equity and inclusion.
At the least, it's not fair.
We need diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah. So, you know, we have this on the What Did You Say page.
I believe the biggest reason why there's a paucity of African male slippage in terms of participation by African Americans. We are still black in this country. We don't trust this country in terms of meritocracy always. We know the bottom line is that just like women are underpaid compared to male counterparts, blacks are underpaid compared to white counterparts. And so when you look at it from that perspective, and of course, I have people to look at me. I'm not talking about me, even though I got news for you. I am underpaid compared to some people on television and what they get paid. But that's a subject for another day. I ain't apologizing for that to a damn soul. I am underpaid. Having said all of that, it ain't about me.
Oh, my God. So that was Stephen A.'s hot take on the MLB stories about why there's not. And he goes on to say about minor leagues and triple
A. He said it's not a meritocracy.
He says they don't believe. Yeah, he said it's. They don't believe it's much of a meritocracy most of the time. He did kind of put that little caveat where he said most of the time. So sometimes I guess he believes in it.
Well, if he was white, would he still have his job? And would he be able to? Would he have the license to say everything he says?
Well, some reports said he gets paid more than Max Kellerman, which I'm not a Max Kellerman fan anyway. But the most recent reporting is Stephen A. makes $12 million a year. The one before that said $8 million, so it's somewhere between $8 and $12 million.
Would you argue that it helps him that he's black?
Yeah, today for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if anything, he got black privilege.
So, that is a thing. That's a term that people don't like to be, you know, put out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially on Twitter. Like, they don't appreciate that.
This RP team, we brought to you by Cafecito Time Candles. Get yours now. TwinCandleCo.com. It's going to be a lot of commercials today, ladies and gentlemen.
I know, right? If we're giving you an extended episode, we're going to give you some ads. TIA10 to save 10%.
They like, man, Chingo got bills due or something. He's sweating over them two light bills, two mortgages, two water bills.
It's the beginning of the month. What do you expect?
TwinCandleCo.com.
But yeah, that's kind of the state of the MLB and sports right now on ESPN. I don't know if sports fans really give a fuck about this
kind
of stuff.
I don't watch that shit. I don't watch Stephen A. Smith. I don't follow him like that. But like, at what point do people get tired of motherfuckers complaining about America all the goddamn time? It's like, bro, we got flights going out all the time. Pick you a less opportunity, less racist country. Like, let us know, Stephen A. Smith. Like, what's your next best choice?
Was he just talking about baseball? And he's like, no, this is only with baseball.
He was just talking about baseball because the articles that came out were there's no American-born MLB players in the World Series this year from the Astros or the who are they playing?
Oh, he said no American-born.
¿Qué pasó, Marisol? I like how she tries to be quiet about it.
Yeah,
gotta move the whip
out the way. Good thing we weren't talking about it.
Yeah.
RPT Studios on YouTube. Make sure you go like, comment, and subscribe. RPT Studios. Also, shout out to Her Lounge Podcast and Cafecito Time Podcast. And I want to start a podcast with my boy Javi Luna, but we got to figure out logistics. How we gonna do that? So we appreciate the support. So I was saying, at what point do people get tired of like hearing Stephen A. Smith complain all the damn time?
I think they're there at this point, honestly. You know,
talking about he underpaid and woe is me because I'm a black man in America.
With like, you know, Disney
on TV.
Disney owns ESPN, right? Disney owns ESPN. They own a bunch of other different things. And with the wokeification, there's this guy. I put it in my notes. It's in my iPad. He wrote a book called The Walking Dead. The Woking Dead. He wrote a book called The Woking Dead.
Damn.
And it's about the wokeification of America. And I think like there's got to be a tipping point. And I think stuff like this, if this keeps coming out where people are just trying to watch sports and they're seeing Stephen A. Smith say this, then it's bound to happen. Do you agree?
Is what bound to happen?
People just turn it off, say, cut it.
Anybody that's kind of like that disagrees with him politically or that rhetoric of like, come on, man, y'all hold me down because I'm a black man in America and we don't fully trust this country and I am underpaid. And it's like, bro, arguably, one of the reasons you have an edge is because you're black and you get to say all this stuff. And like, you get to be, you know, the voice of the downtrodden.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, just fucking calm down with all the Marxism.
So now,
bájale tu pedo, güey.
Bájale. Stop. Le pusiste mucha crema a los tacos of the wokeism.
Pinche víctima, güey. ¿Sabes qué? Hit a random button on that puto. Sasculero. What was that? Music?
Yeah, it was music. It's like a stock music on the board.
Oh, dope.
We got to come up with a...
That's a problem.
Yeah. With a, like a, whatever sound effects. I got Mighty Soul's laugh from the last Cafecito time.
We need
it. Because she laughs, and sometimes it's a wheezing laugh where it's such a loud wheeze before the laugh.
Yeah, patreon.com. Red Pill Tamales. We can get my baby. We can get her lungs and her, sinuses checked.
Those allergies are kicking her ass.
We can get her sinuses checked. And, you know, I got my toenail and I got my right eardrum. But ya la manita ya no me duele, güey. Ya la manita ya se curó.
You feel better?
Yeah, it hasn't been bothering me as much at all. It finally is, I don't know, I guess healed, I guess.
Dude, I felt like the world was literally like giving me a backhand because I was lifting weights on last Thursday. And I was doing incline press, and then when I put it back down, you put it on your knees, you know, you kind of kick it back up, and I was doing incline. And when I put it back down, like my wrist kind of went like that. And for the rest, till today, like,
andale la manita, cabrón.
Straight up, dude, like my forearm has just been bugging me right here, and it's shooting.
Did you twist it a weird way when you put it down?
Yeah, when it came back down, it kind of just like...
It kind of was getting away from you, you tried to compensate?
Yeah.
That's how that shit happens.
That's exactly, yeah.
Apenas que te soben, güey, because... I remember my right wrist was fucked up and I had to wear the fucking wrist
with
brace.
The rack, when the rack, you know, got away from you.
Twist. And then obviously combat sports, 5-star athlete. That's how my left hand.
Yeah. So, but no, I felt like the world was giving me a backhand because I said, tu manita de duele, which I was being genuine, but then it turned into a joke, you know?
Yeah. He was just, you know, manita this, manita that. But hey, wait till I get my first stripe on my white belt.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
We got
to
make
it. I'm going to have to be real consistent.
We got to make a big spectacle of it.
Got to be real consistent, and with the amount of traveling and all the different businesses and shit we trying to kick off and get going, it gets tricky sometimes. But shout out to my wife. She makes sure baby Glock gets his training. What was that?
Sorry, I was going to play a video.
Oh, okay. Dale gas.
So on the other side of the Stephen A. Smith aisle, you have Jorge Masvidal, game-bred Jorge Masvidal, the BMF champ over here, made a video with Governor DeSantis that some people weren't liking because, you know, he's Cuban and they think that he should be supporting conservatism.
It takes a fighter to know a fighter. And Ron DeSantis, he's the real thing. He fights for you. He fights for our kids. He fights for our freedom. That's Governor DeSantis, and he doesn't tap out. He protects our livelihood and gives kids a chance. He's doing the right thing in Florida, and we're on to way greater things. We need Governor Ron DeSantis fighting for Florida to keep us free.
Dude, do you know that DeSantis won barely against, I think this guy's named Gillum, I think his name was? The guy that they found drugged up, methed out, passed out with a bunch of dudes in the hotel.
Hotel, yeah.
And I think that came out right before elections, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And DeSantis barely won.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I'm not an expert on Gillum's policy. I think that's his name. Or what he was about, or who's backing him, or what. But I believe Democrat governor.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what Florida would have been like during the lockdowns? If Governor Beast Mode didn't, you know what I mean? Along with his, what is it, Attorney General or Surgeon General?
Yeah.
What's the guy?
His whole cabinet's been very pro-open and
data-based, science-based.
Anti-mandates.
They took chances and got it right.
Who did Governor Sands beat for? What was his name?
Andrew Gillum.
I'm looking it up. Yeah, Andrew Gillum.
Yeah. They caught him. They found him in a hotel, drugged up. The other dudes were drugged up and passed out, or he was passed out. They were all in their drawers with hammers.
That's where Pelosi's attacker.
All of them had hammers.
So do you ever think about stuff like that and think, man, like the entire country, not just Florida, the country would be in a different, like we'd be living in a different world if that one governor had not won 4 years prior, 2 years prior, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
And now you're hearing like, I think Arizona and some other states are like, oh yeah, folks, don't think you're going to know the results of the election because we got to count all the absentee ballots and the mail-in ballots and the machine ballots and all the ballots. Don't think you're going to know a couple days even after. It's going to be election. It's like never in the history of fucking elections in any country. Like everybody is able to, why are the French, everybody's able to hand count, everybody can count, everybody has people from both sides supervising, making sure everything's kosher. And instead over here, they're like, these people are trying to supervise the drop boxes and it's intimidation. And, you know, they don't want black people to vote because they're asking for ID and that's racist. That is the end of the teaser. All right. If you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons. We're hitting y'all with more premium content. So head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives. All right. See you there. patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sauce.